Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts And mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all, to another exciting and beautiful episode of these new series, very beautifully known as The Purpose of Creation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, in the previous silsilas, we were discussing what is our purpose of creation in the light of the Holy Quran. And we have come to know that indeed the purpose of creation is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, we also discussed in our previous silsilas that how to gain the passion, the jazbah, the enthusiasm of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. And from the beautiful lessons of the lives of the pious people, we learned that this is how we gain the passion and the jazbah, subhanallah. And carrying on with that topic, inshallah, today we will be discussing also how to get this passion and this jazbah of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, subhanallah. But before we begin with today's silsila, let's all make good intentions. For indeed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can make good intentions such as, inshallah, when I hear the name of Allah, I will say Azza wa Jal, or Jalla Jalaluhu, or Jalla Shanuhu, or Ta'ala. I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When I hear the blessed name of the awliya ikram, of the sahaba ikram, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, or radiyallahu ta'ala anha. When I hear the blessed name of the awliya-i kiram, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. Likewise, inshallah, whatever I learn now, I will inshallah, you know, try and act upon it. I will instill it in my life, in my lifestyle, and inshallah, I'll pass the message on to others as well. Whilst acting upon the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he has commanded us, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey on my behalf, pass on my behalf, even if it is a single ayah. Indeed, this is the blessed hukum of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as ummatis, as followers of the beloved noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should, you know, keep that saying on the top of our heads as a crown, even better than a crown. And those words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a motivation for us that every moment we should be muballighin, we should preach and teach the message of Islam, the message of Allah and His most noble and beloved Rasul Muhammad al-Mustafa, Ahmad al-Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. In the last silsila, we very beautifully discussed that the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those that try to go closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learned that the shaitan is after them. No, shaitan doesn't want to leave them. Shaitan, in fact, not only them, shaitan is with every person, but more, he is attached with those people who want to go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people that want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learned very beautifully how shaitan, you know, tried his tricks on our leader, our master, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and how shaitan tried to deceive him. But alhamdulillah, he was saved by the fadl wa karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst going away, shaitan said, oh Abdul Qadir, today your knowledge saved you. And Ghawsi Azam very humbly said that, no, it's not my knowledge or my wisdom. The only thing which saves me is the fadl wa karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that saved me. So Ghawsi Azam, such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I mean that wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who said qadami hadhihi ala raqabati kulli waliyillah, this feet of mine is on the neck of each and every wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ghawsi Azam, shaitan is after him as well, shaitan is trying to deceive him, then definitely me and you, we do not fall under any category. Very easily shaitan can, al-ayazu billah, shaitan can, you know, come and deceive us and trick us. It's our duty to be aware of the tricks of shaitan, to be aware of the deceptions of shaitan, and protect and save ourselves from the harm of the tricks of shaitan. That nobody should think that, you know, I've reached that station, that maqam, where, you know, now I don't need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, I have done enough worship, I have done enough ibadah, now it's time for me to rest, it's time for me to, you know, have some aram, have some sukoon. No. That's not how it was, how it is supposed to be. As we learned previously, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this command, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And this is the teaching which the Quran gave us, that until you leave this world, until you die, you need to perform the ibadah and you need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A more motivational ayat present in the Holy Quran, where very beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Az-Zariyat, ayat number 56, the 27th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Translation from Kanz al-Iman, and I created the jinns and men only for them to worship me. This is the ayat we learned in the first very beautiful silsila which we had, and there we discussed this beautiful ayat, that this is the purpose of our creation. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Mulk, the second ayah, para 29, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, he says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala wa huwa al-azizul ghafoor. Translation from Tanzul Iman, the one who created death and life to test you, who among you has the better deeds, and he only is the most honorable, the oft forgiving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning very clearly the reason of your creation, the one who created death and life to test you. Test you in what? Who among you has the better deed? This creation is not to see who has the better car, who has the better house, who has the better, you know, mansion, who has the better wealth, who has the best status. No, it's who has better deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who has more piety, who has more taqwa, who has more ibadat, who is more closer to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why you were created. We have left that purpose, and now we are focusing on, you know, how to do every other futile activity, but we are forgetting our purpose of creation. These ayat are motivational ayat for you to keep your purpose in mind, and then go and perform ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you read these ayat, you think, am I fulfilling my purpose? You say, no, I am not fulfilling the purpose for which I was created. I am not fulfilling the reason of my creation. Then what am I doing? So this motivates you and gives you the passion that now go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you cannot be considered amongst those people who are useless, and make yourself useful. Very beautifully, we learn the blessed sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sayings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also, you know, a motivation for us. It's persuading us that go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautifully, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, and he says, subhanallah, 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 he says, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس. Value five things before five things. And who is saying this? I would say the most wise in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Definitely, the beloved Zat of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most wisest person, the most wisest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is saying, اغتنم خمسا قبل خمس, value five things before five things. Number one, Allah, 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 he says, شبابك قبل هرمك, youth before old age. Number two, وصحتك قبل سقمك, and health before illness. Number three, وغناك قبل فقرك, wealth before poverty. Number four, وفراغك قبل شغلك, spare time before being busy. Number five, وحياتك قبل موتك, and life before death. Youth before old age. Once you get old, then the bones start aching, the body starts aching, you know, the body becomes weak, then you have this pain, you have that pain. Then how are you going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then it becomes very difficult. If today you can perform, for example, 20 rakat tarawih standing, you know, and you're active after that, when you reach that age, you can't. Maybe after 8-10 rakats, you have to sit down, it starts paining, your body starts aching. And he says, value this youth before old age. The riyazat ke yahi din hai. Budhape mein kaha himmat, jo kuch karna hai, abhi kar lo, abhi nuri jawan tum ho. Now you are young, do whatever you want, do it now. Tomorrow there won't be time for you, because tomorrow there is 1,000 problems with you. Number two, health before illness. Same thing, today you are healthy, today you are fit, today you are active. Then go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go on the musalla, keep your fast, perform your rites, perform, do everything perfectly now. Tomorrow when you become sick, you know, then maybe you'll miss your nafil salah. Tomorrow when you become sick, it will be difficult for you to keep fast. Tomorrow when you become sick, maybe you can't go towards the masjid. Whatever the case is, so do everything now. Value this health before your illness. Number three, wealth before poverty. Today you have this wealth. Take this wealth and spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also ibadat. This is also worship. You're taking your wealth and you're putting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is worship. Tomorrow Allah na kare, God forbid, if that wealth is not by you. You are in some dire circumstances. You have a difficult situation. You can't give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then at least you will know when you had the wealth, you donated in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, the spare time before being busy. Now you are free, you have time. Perform your nawafil, perform extra salah, keep extra fast. Tomorrow you'll be busy. Maybe you won't have your time to perform your nawafil. Maybe you'll miss your nawafil. Tomorrow you won't have time. Maybe you won't keep this nafil fast you are keeping. Tomorrow you won't have time, maybe you won't do the zikr and this awrad you are doing now. So do it now. Number five, this life before death. Now you are living, you have this life, you have this world, you have everything. You have the ability of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tomorrow when you die, then the opportunity is gone. You can't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it's only the isal sawab which is going to benefit you. The du'as of your children which is going to benefit you. The du'a of your parents is going to benefit you. The sadqa jariya is going to benefit you. The ilm nafi is going to benefit you. But your actions are finished. You can't perform salah. You can't give zakat. You can't go for hajj. You can't perform umrah. You can't fast. You can't do anything. You can't even read. You can't even say subhanallah. So these beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a motivation for you that wake up. What are you doing? Now go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the youngsters, all the youth who are listening to me, this is, you know, something which you need to keep in your mind and your heart. This is something which you need to start focusing on. This is something which you need to start pondering about. And the youngster who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that youngster who goes on the musalla and he performs salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that action of his. Because now he is young, he can do any nonsense thing, he can do any filthy thing, but he is leaving everything and he is coming on the musalla. He is coming to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Elderly person, you know, he is weak, so he has no other option. What he'll do, he'll sit down and he'll perform ibadat. But the youngster can do everything, but he leaves that and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the action of that youngster more. So, oh my youth, oh those who are listening to me, I'm also a youngster. And my message to you is this, that this is the time. Have this jazba, this passion, this motivation, this interest to go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very excellent motivation is the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, you know, the best of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the leader of the entire creation. Rahmatul alameen, mercy unto the universe. That creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that beautiful personality because of whom Allah ta'ala created everything. But look at his beautiful lifestyle, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain busy worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the entire night. due to standing for a long time, the blessed and Mubarak feet of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would start swelling. Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha, our beloved mother, very, very beautifully she says, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand so much during the salah that his blessed feet would swell. One day, Sayyidah Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are doing like this, though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven the sins of the people of the past and the future because of your blessed self. Aapke wasile se, because of you, Allah ta'ala has forgiven the sins of the previous people and the people who are going to come in the future. Because of you, Allah ta'ala forgave their sins. Ya Rasulullah, you are doing this the entire night, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means definitely, Ya Rasulullah, you are a Nabi. Okay, definitely it is impossible for a Nabi to disobey or to commit a sin, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rasulullah, you are definitely forgiven. You are going to Jannah. You are the owner of Jannah. And not only that, because of you, Allah ta'ala forgave people in the past, forgave people in the future. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still you are doing this, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that your blessed feet start swelling. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied very, very beautiful words of wisdom, golden words I would say, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, afala akunu abdun shakuran? Should I not become the thankful banda, the thankful bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shouldn't I become the thankful bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shouldn't I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a motivation for you. This is how you get your passion in worship. Think at the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire night he's performing ibadat, so much so that his mubarak and blessed feet start swelling. Here we are, sinful, dirty, filthy people who don't do any good deeds. I mean, in our book of deeds, there are no good deeds at all. We are dirty people, filthy people. Yes, we claim out to be, you know, we are pious people, we are good people, we are this, we don't perform so much ibadat, we are lazy in performing ibadat. Where are we standing? What are we doing? Is this beautiful narration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not enough to motivate you, persuade you, to give you the passion of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our state, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability of worshipping Him wholeheartedly. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Very beautifully, those that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the night, those that make sajda in the night, they are praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As very beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in ayat number 64 of Surah Furqan, 19 para, Allah ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Translation from Zamzul Iman, and who spend the night prostrating and standing for their Lord. Similarly, in ayat 16 of Surah As-Sajda, 21st para, Allah ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah, 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 subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Translation from Zamzul Iman, their sides stay detached from their beds and they pray to their Lord with fear and hope, and they spend from what we have bestowed upon them. Likewise, ayat number 17, ayat 18 of Surah Zariyat, 26 para, Allah Ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ. Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, they used to sleep only a little during the night and used to seek forgiveness before dawn. These ayat, Allah Ta'ala is mentioning their desire, the passion of these people, so that they want to perform ibadat. Their sides remain detached from their bed, they're not on their bed. Few little moments they sleep at night, otherwise they spend in ibadah, they spend worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is telling you that these are the qualities of my people, my bondsmen. These are motivational ayat for you, that with these ayat, now have the passion to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wake up for tahajjud, and by Allah, this is a practiced amal. Many people have practiced this. When a person wakes up for tahajjud, and he makes dua in tahajjud, and he cries in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he makes dua at that time, then by Allah, he sees his dua is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's the time Allah ta'ala likes. You must wake up, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone is sleeping. The night is quiet. It's, you know, about to, the dawn is about to break. Everyone is sleeping. It's quiet. At that time, a person leaves his warm bed. At that time, a person wakes up and he goes and performs wudu. At that time, a person goes on the musalla and he performs ibadah and he makes dua. Allah Ta'ala loves that banda. Loves that person at that time. And then Allah Ta'ala grants him because he is asking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that's a beautiful moment. Peaceful moment, a quiet moment, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the desire and the wish of his banda. Allah, 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 subhanallah, subhanallah. No, this is the beautiful deen of Islam. This is the beautiful teachings of Islam. Islam is motivating you. Wake up, this is the time. Wake up in the morning, ask dua, make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that time also rizq is going to be distributed. At the time of Fajr, the rizq is distributed. You are sleeping, rizq is being distributed, you are sleeping, then you complain, Mulayam Sahib, there is no barakat, Mulayam Sahib, there is no rizq, Mulayam Sahib, there is no this, there is no that. You were sleeping at that time. Sayyidina Shaykh Shibli rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned, he says, in the beginning of my spiritual exercises, when I would feel sleepy, I would apply salt with the needle. Means there was something with which I would apply salt in my eyes. And I would feel more sleepy, then I would move a hot needle in my eyes to keep my eyes open. Allah, Allah, Allah. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Hakim, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he mentions, he says, when my respected father would feel sleepy, he would go into the river and start doing tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by hearing which the fishes of the river would gather, and they would also start doing tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he made dua to get rid of his sleep, Allah Azza wa Jalla answered his dua, Allah, and he did not feel sleepy for 40 years. These were the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, they made dua in the court of Allah for their sleep to be removed so that they could worship more in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes in narration, Sayyida Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. There's no she made dua in the court of Allah. Ya Allah, the nights are so short. This was the desire. Ya Allah, your nights are so short that your night gets finished, but our ibadat and our desire for worship is not finished. That burn is still in our heart. So these were the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not telling you to go and put a needle in your eye. I am not telling you to do these actions which these pious people would do. I mean, this was their station, their rank, their maqam. We cannot even come close to the dust under their feet. But at least the things which we are supposed to do, do that at least. We cannot perform ibadah the whole night. 5 times salah is farz, na? 5 times salah, there is no excuse. That you have to do. Whether you are laughing, whether you are crying, whether you are sleepy, whether you are awake, whether you are sick, whatever it is, those 5 salah you have to perform. Then go and perform those 5 salah. Fasting in the month of Ramadan, you have to do. Then go and fast in the month of Ramadan. If zakat is necessary on you, you have to pay it. Go and pay zakat. If hajj is farz upon you, you have to do it. Go and perform hajj. You have to obey your parents. You have to respect your parents. You have to treat your neighbors with kindness. You have to treat others with kindness. You have to stop backbiting. You have to stop lying. All of these things which you have to do, why are you not doing those things? You want to go and perform ibadah the entire night. You want to perform nawafil. You want to perform tahajjud. But you are leaving fard. You are leaving wajib. You are leaving those things which are necessary. Then what benefit are you getting from those nawafil if you are leaving your fard and obligatory actions? These ayah, these narrations of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these narrations of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they all are motivators that this is how you get the passion to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you think for a moment that they did so much, we are not even doing little. Let us try and do little for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your little inshallah will be accepted in the court of Allah. Condition is you do it wholeheartedly, your intention is pure, your niyat is pure, and everything is pure only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the jazba, the enthusiasm of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all on sirat al-mustaqim, on maslaki haq, maslaki ala hazrat, maslaki ahlus sunnah wal jama'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our aqeedah, safeguard us from miscarriages and corrupted people, keep us on the straight and firm and correct path. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. With these few words, we have come towards the end of today's silsila, and we say, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts the love of His beloved, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love by Allah, you have everything. The moment you lose this love by Allah, you lose everything. Be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all abundance of barakah and grant you abundance of happiness and blessings. Inshallah, we hope to see you soon in the next beautiful episode of The Purpose of Creation. And we will welcome you, inshallah, with a new, beautiful, exciting topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation. Let's know what's the purpose of creation.